Some Republicans are marketing a new brand of ketchup called W. It's designed to compete with Heinz, one of the 57 varieties connected to Teresa Heinz Kerry, the wife of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Pippin Ross reports.
A couple months ago, while squirting Heinz ketchup on their outdoor barbecue burgers, a gathering of Republicans started to see red. Bill Zachary, a New York City banker by day, says he and his buddies realized one way to put the squeeze on Senator Kerry would be to stop squeezing Heinz ketchup.
And we thought it was kind of funny to offer an alternative, and we were surprised, frankly, that there weren't 100 different guys doing it, because it seemed like such an obvious thing to do.
Zachary and his three partners invested $100,000 and found a ketchup they liked made in Freeport, Ohio. In just 2 months, they've sold 75,000 bottles that cost about twice as much, but look a lot like a quart of Heinz. Except for the label, which is smothered with imagery of the first W, not the 43rd.
George Washington has got the flag and eagle, Minutemen on the cover, and it was supposed to be a fun way for people to show their stripes. And I think that's what we've achieved. And, you know, I do get the odd piece of hate mail or weird phone call, and you expect that.
What he didn't expect was a cease and desist letter from the Heinz Company, which is especially angry over the W motto, "You don't support the Democrats, so why should your ketchup?" Heinz spokesman Jack Kennedy says ketchup competitors like W and another newcomer called Bush Country Ketchup aren't the problem. But portraying Heinz, the ketchup, as a Kerry supporter is just plain wrong.
We gave an equal amount to both the DNC and the Bush-Cheney campaign.
$5,000 each. W Ketchup doesn't contribute financial support to the Bush campaign. It donates 5% of its profit to the Freedom Alliance Foundation, a scholarship for the children of anyone who's been killed in Iraq. So far, about $6,000. What the W creators never anticipated was the patriotism ketchup provokes.
There's nothing more American than ketchup, nothing.
Bob Fettis owns a pizza place in Cambridge, Ohio. He's also a member of the National Restaurant Association, which has launched something called the Ketchup Wars. Hundreds of restaurants are asking customers to taste, then vote for which ketchup they like better, W or Heinz, by placing a red candy bean into one of two jars. Fettis says their final bean count a day before the election will be a tally you can take to the bank.
We feel that we will predict the winner of the presidential election in 2004.
In a visit to a New York market near his home, I asked W creator Zachary to stage a blind taste test. Before the W or Heinz dollops were even squirted, a conflict began between customers loyal to the two parties.
I'll go for the W, without a doubt.
We have a dissenting opinion on this side.
Remarkably, the two political adversaries agree.
They're practically identical.
Heinz is on the right.
Wrong. W is on the right. Democrat Peg Winship's take on their condiment confusion?
I think one of the biggest problems is we aren't tasting each other's ketchup.
Debate that one. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.